Well, it's 5:12 here on KRDO's Afternoon News, and time now for your weekly market wrap with Edward Jones Financial Advisor, Mr. Ryan Plunkett. Ryan, hope you had a great weekend.
I did. How was your weekend,
Tim? It was wonderful. Of course, a holiday weekend makes it extra fun.
Absolutely.
But we're going to talk about markets, sometimes fun, sometimes not. So what did happen in the markets last week?
Well, Ted, for the weekly market update ending last Friday, October 30th, last week marked the 11th time this year that we saw the S&P close more than 2% lower from where it started the week, compared to a yearly average around six times a year since 2010. The sell-off was largely driven by the news that daily coronavirus cases have hit new record highs, and by uncertainty that we may see another round of stimulus this year. Notably, though, the technology sector, which has been a leader for much of this bear market rally, was down 6.5%. Some good news was the strong third quarter GDP growth, a labor market that is continuing to recover, and consumer spending that's continuing to exceed expectations.
And that, of course, then leads us to ask, how do things look today? How'd the markets do today?
Absolutely. In today's market, equities finished up, bouncing off last week's 6% drop. 10-year Treasury yields were above 0.85% for the first time since June, but are still at half of their pre-pandemic levels. The ISM manufacturing data that was released showed a 2-year high, adding buoyancy to the market as well. Materials and industrial sectors led the way higher, with the tech sector lagging, while small caps are notably higher as well today. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed at 26,924, up 1.6%, and the S&P 500 closed at 3,310, up 1.23%. And of course, today is the eve of Election Day, so the focus remains on politics. And we at Edward Jones think that markets will remain volatile this week, particularly if tomorrow's vote produces an inconclusive or contested outcome that extends the period of election uncertainty. Today's move higher may reflect a view that the probability of a contested outcome is slightly lower given recent poll data, but Edward Jones continues to recommend that investors avoid the temptation to alter their long-term strategy based on the election. We do believe that the broader economic expansion will be enduring regardless of election results, with slowly improving labor market conditions and the 1-2 punch of monetary and fiscal stimulus also providing the foundation.
Okay. You're listening to Ryan Plunkett of Edward Jones. He's a member of SIPC. And what we like most about Ryan is the fact that he serves individual investors. That means you, with personal attention and long-term financial advice. Ryan, let's tell folks where you're located and how they can contact you.
Absolutely. We're at the southwest corner of Constitution and Powers at 5713 Constitution Avenue. And if you have any questions at all about what I discussed today or how that impacts your financial goals, give us a call at 719-380-1177.
And that is your weekly market wrap with Edward Jones Financial Advisor Ryan Plunkett. Join us right here on KRDO's Afternoon News. We're together every Monday at 5:12 p.m. for market news and how that will affect your week ahead. Ryan, thank you.
Thank you, Ted.